So this is the old original part of the building, and they redid it. Like, these are all wood floors, and they salvaged as much of the wood doors.
Julie McFetters was a founding first grade teacher at Akili Academy. Now she's in her third year as principal and giving me a tour of Akili's permanent home, half renovated, half brand new building.
This room over here is Ruby's room, we call it.
Ruby's room is named for Ruby Bridges. She was one of four African-American girls, first graders, who integrated New Orleans public schools in 1960. It was 6 years after the Supreme Court's landmark decision, Brown versus the Board of Education, which ruled separate was not equal. When Ruby enrolled at William France, scores of white families withdrew their children from the school. Ruby spent her entire first grade year alone with her teacher in a classroom of one.
So this is supposed to be staged somewhat as it was when she was here. A lot of people who have been in other new schools are like, wow, this is so nice because of all the original wood and the wood fixtures that they've left. And it is really nice. I like it a lot. It makes it feel original. And then you have this really cool new space as well.
The new space, wide airy halls and expansive windows out to the courtyard, is attached to the old France school and includes big rooms for special education and also a science lab, gymnasium, theater, and gym. Tasha Howard's daughter, Nashe, started at Akili in kindergarten and is now in the third grade. Tasha says she hasn't walked through all of the new building, but she's gone on a tour.
I like what I see. I just hope that Nashe gets to utilize some of the stuff that's in the building, like the library that they have, but they don't have a librarian yet. So maybe one day they'll get a librarian where kids go actually go in, check out books.
Part of the reason Akili doesn't have a librarian yet is they never had plans for a library. Akili got way more school than it bargained for. That's because the renovated France school was actually slated for another charter school. But that school was one of the lowest performing charters in the state, and their contract wasn't renewed.
When schools do not meet the minimum bar after several years of having the same opportunity as other schools, we have an accountability system that allows us to not extend the school, and that allowed the facility then to open up.
Patrick Dobard is the superintendent of the Louisiana Recovery School District. Since the 2005 flood, there's a significant shortage of school buildings in New Orleans, and so part of what Dobard does is shift schools around so they have some sort of roof over their heads. When construction on the France building was winding down, Dobard realized he needed a school to fill it.
And that's when I asked the question, well, who's in a modular that doesn't have a long-term site, and they're doing very well serving children, and we know that they're going to be around a while based off of their track record. And so that's how we got to the place of having Akili go into the France building. It's kind of like dominoes, and the only way that you can keep moving all the pieces is everything has to connect, but sometimes you have to wait for one piece to move in order to move another piece.
Dobard says there are a lot of charter schools still in modular buildings because they're waiting for a long-term building to be built, or schools are waiting for a building another school is using temporarily until their building is built.
And that's just what I would call the temporary inconvenience for the long-term prosperity of having wonderfully new renovated or refurbished buildings throughout the city.
The lion's share of the renovations are financed by FEMA as part of its $1.8 billion settlement with New Orleans Public Schools. The France renovation cost over $24 million. Fourth grader Tiana Williams from New Orleans East has been attending Akili since kindergarten.
I think that the other building was, I mean, it had a lot of memories back in the trailers, but I think the school, the building, is much better because we're not in trailers no more.
Plus, Tiana likes that it's historical. Principal Julie McFetters says the building's history is an important reminder for her school.
We just think about how far New Orleans schools have come, but still how far we have to go.
She says success for all the city's children is still the goal. For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams.